you know, you should know me by now. There's really nobody more pro-law enforcement than me. But the whole attitude, from the way it's taught in the academy to the way it's administered on the street and in the fields, the MSP is not somebody to be revered like it used to be. And the COs, they're their own worst enemy in the way they treat people. Now, there are some horrendous conservation law violators, poachers and over-limit people with fish and, you know, all this stuff. And there's a big, what's the word? You know, there's a lot of people that have really got a chip on their shoulder over the alleged perceived abuse of all the tribal stuff, that anybody that's tribal can do what they want, when they want, for as much as they want, and it's about true. It's pretty much a true statement, although I don't have a lot of heartburn over it, over the way the Native Americans have been treated for the last 400 years and how we violated every treaty we've ever had. But, you know, when you've got a guy that's gill netting and, you know, basically decimating the recreational fishery, I understand how they feel that way. But the bottom line is, you know, my attitude on the dealing with the public, you know, you actually work for them. They're not subservient to you. And I think that COs and MSP in general sort of need a refresher course on that. And I say that having a lot of friends that are troopers.